Post-flood adaptation. This is Ken Ham, and our popular life-size Noah's Ark is located in northern Kentucky. Yesterday we learned that land-dwelling, air-breathing creatures went on the ark according to their kinds. So what happened afterward? Well, the world after the flood was very different. As the animals began to fill the earth, they encountered new habitats. And because of all the created genetic diversity God had put into each kind, they were able to adapt to these different environments. And that's why we now have different species. You see, we observe change within a kind. For example, camels and llamas look different, but they're part of the same kind. Lots of variety, but that's because God gave them tremendous genetic variety. They could thrive in an ever-changing world.
Plan your visit to the Ark Encounter and explore three decks of exhibits in a life-size Noah's Ark, beautiful grounds and zoo, virtual reality experience, and more. Go to AnswersRadio.com.